This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right by taking time with God at the beginning of your day. There's nothing better than just settling your mind. All the stresses of what has to be done today, the deadlines that are hanging over you, all those things, just to put them aside. And to say to God, God, those stresses do not direct my life. Those pressures are not the center of my life. You are the center of my life. And there is an anchor that goes from me to you that keeps my life steady, that keeps me secure when everything else is in flux around me. Strengthen that anchor with me this morning as we look at God's Word. You remember that we're talking this week on the theme of reason and emotion and faith and how they're related. In Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." Do you know, the world around us does not tolerate God's absolutes. Does it? The world around us wants to say there are no absolutes. Everyone can do what is right in their own eyes. Everyone can follow their own path, and all paths will eventually lead to God in the end. Don't tell anybody that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing or shouldn't be following the path they're following. To people with that worldview, God's absolutes are horrific. How could we believe that? And so people argue their stand on the moral issues of our day, whether it's abortion or sexual identity or any of the other moral issues of our day. They argue them from reason and emotion. We base our policies on intellectual, logical reasoning, and very often our reasoning is based on feelings as much as anything. And that's what the world thinks. And when we interact with the world, we shouldn't just say, "But the Bible says," because they don't believe the Bible. That does no good. Rather, we should approach them from the aspect of reason. We should look at what the Bible says and say, why did God put these principles into place? How do they benefit society? And then talk to people on that level of how these things benefit society, because that's where they are. But for ourselves, as Christians, the way we decide the issues of life is to ask, what does God say about these issues? Yeah, most people are well aware of what the Ten Commandments say, but the problem is that they don't want to obey those commands. God's absolutes. For us, life is based on faith first, and then we reason from our faith in what God has said, and we order our lives on the basis of that. But the foundation is faith. Are you building your life on what God says? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.